Madam President, on behalf of the Kenyan delegation here, and on behalf of the government and the people of Kenya, we want to thank you and the distinguished delegates here representing member states for this most illuminating, most enriching, interactive, universal periodic review, the third one that we have just concluded. Kenya remains fully committed to continue working with all of us within this UPR mechanism and to collaborate with all interest groups, including civil society, media, religious organizations, and all citizen groupings to continue this trajectory of protecting and promoting the human rights environment in Kenya in all its entirety. We want to particularly appreciate the very meaningful recommendations from the distinguished delegates, and we assure you that we will be paying very keen attention to all the recommendations we have had today. We also give a guarantee that we'll continue to work with commitment, with passion, to drive the various programs, various agenda that we are already implementing. And in this regard, let me highlight especially the Big Four agenda and the promise it holds for the whole area of socio-economic rights. This is an agenda championed by no less than our president himself, His Excellency Uhuru Kenyatta, and it promises to deliver universal healthcare, affordable housing, food security for all our people, and to expand manufacturing to create employment opportunities for our young people. We will also continue to pursue the goal of universal access to education and training for our young people. We'll commit to the protection of life, including in the war against terror and extremism and the threats that it poses. We will also continue the war against all harmful cultural practices that include female genital mutilation and early marriages. Kenya is in a very strong place today in the war on corruption in all its manifestations, aware of the danger, aware of the risk that corruption poses to the delivery of basic social services to the people. Kenya is also strong on civil liberties, good governance, expansion of democracy, and empowerment of youth, women, persons with disabilities, and children. We assure you that all your recommendations, as far as they touch on these, among other many areas in the implementation and promotion of human rights, will receive the utmost attention of the government and the people of the Republic of Kenya. And from all of us, Madam President, we thank you most sincerely and applaud all the distinguished delegates for your submissions, your contributions, and your recommendations. We thank you.